Hi, and welcome to Coffee with Claire. Did you know that TEAM is actually an acronym for Together Everybody Achieves More? And when you think about it, as a team leader, are you really allowing everyone to achieve as much as they possibly can? So think about it for a minute. When we lead, do we hoard the information and keep that under our belt because it gives us power? Or are we really open and helping everyone understand the grand scheme of things? It's kind of like in football. The guy that is calling the plays doesn't let the quarterback just guess what the play is that's in his head. He sends a runner out there to the huddle so people can huddle up and understand what the expectation is. And a lot of businesses will do huddles too. They'll get production morning meetings, you know, 5 minutes where there's just standing up and figuring out what is going on. Or even in a family environment, having a family meeting to include everyone on a big decision. So your challenge this week is to think about the teams that you lead, whether they're at home or at work, and allowing them to really achieve the most that they possibly can. Let us know how that looks for you on our Facebook page with Coffee with Claire. So as you know, each week we invite entrepreneurs, people who give back to the community, and people who like to have fun. Today I'd like to welcome back to Coffee with Claire, Vaughn Daniel, owner of Comedy Sports Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yes,
so glad to have you back.
Glad to be back.
So the last time we had you here, Vaughn, we talked a little bit about the business of improv.
Yes.
And so today I'd like to delve a little bit more into the activity and the artistry of improv.
Okay.
So, and Vaughn, you took a little bit of a different route for improv. You really started up as a stand-up, right?
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
I started doing stand-up about 15 years ago. It was one of those things where friends say, hey, you're hilarious, you should do comedy. And you think to yourselves, should I really?
Yeah, am I really that funny?
Am I really as funny as they tell
right.
me? But I might as well try.
Sure.
So I did. I started doing stand-up in the Metroplex, and it was a lot of fun.
Now, did you tour outside of the Metroplex, too? Did you go to different
yes,
states?
Yes, actually, I did some shows in L.A. I did some shows in New York. Yeah. I'm a native New Yorker, so I went to my hometown, of course, to perform for my friends, you know, that haven't seen me in many, many years.
Yeah, have a friendly audience that way.
Kinda. Yes, yes. The house was packed of people that knew and loved me.
Well,
so
that's
I
always
killed.
The best audience to have.
I killed. It was the best night of my life. Yeah.
Ever. Well, so stand-up is so different than improv, you know, mm-hmm. because you get to practice what you're going to say.
Yeah.
And you get to think about when you're going to pause. And, mm-hmm. and nobody's interrupting you
well,
or bringing in a new idea.
Well,
well, I know you've got the hecklers, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what made you start even looking into improv since it's so different?
Well, when I was doing stand-up, I kind of figured I wanted to learn how to be more impulsive and mm-hmm. have more quick wit on stage.
Right.
So I did the next best thing. I said, well, I'm going to take an improv class.
Okay.
I'll learn how to be faster on my feet. I'll learn how to have thoughts just pop into my head and be able to interact with the audience better.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a class. I started doing improv, and I started realizing, wow, this is a lot more fun than writing a joke, practicing it, and repeating it night over night over night over night
mm-hmm.
over night. Whereas improv was fresh, it was new. I got to collaborate with other performers,
right.
and every show was different, every joke was different, every audience was different, and every night was a new experience. Which stand-up, it can be, but I really enjoyed the team aspect of having other performers that I could rely on.
Yeah, you know, you're never there by yourself very long.
Correct.
You know, I mean, and we always have each other's back, which I think is beautiful in improv, you know, that we really are taking care of each other. And at Comedy Sports, there's a big feeling of trust and
yeah.
family
mm-hmm.
there. So I know that everyone believes that they're taken care of.
Exactly. We got your back is what we said.
We got your back, yes. So when we talk about improv, you know, there are some subtle differences between short form and long form and the Herald. So explain to the audience a little bit about what those differences are.
Okay. Well, long form is long form.
It's longer.
Short form is short form.
Okay, Mr. Obvious.
So
give me the cape.
So improv is, during an improv show, when you have long form, it's usually one long cohesive scene or storyline that's basically just linked to each other. Not directly linked, but each scene is inspired by the scene before or an idea that happened before, and it's kind of gone through that and usually runs about 30, but can run to about 40 minutes. Short form is more shorter version of improv, where they're game-based, where there's games that a referee in our case or an MC might dictate that the players will do. Those are usually about 2 to 5 minutes, hence them being shorter.
Right.
Everything's still made up. Everything is still spontaneous, but it's a different type of form. Harold is kind of more like a long form, but it's almost like if you think of Jerry Seinfeld's show, that show is almost written as a Harold, where there's three different stories that are happening, but in the end, all those stories kind of come together.
They get all tied up in a pretty little bow.
Exactly. Yeah. So Harold's kind of like a Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, and it's really kind of fun to do all three different types to figure out which one you're really the most comfortable with.
Yeah.
And what we do at Comedy Sports is the short form, and I like it because it is so fast-paced.
Yes, very
fast-paced.
You
know, we got to get the who, the what, the where, and hopefully the why.
All out in less than 5 minutes.
And develop our characters, and have something that, you know, is interesting for people to watch, and as a bonus, they laugh.
Exactly.
So it is.
A lot to do in 5 minutes.
Yeah, you know, it can kind of make your head explode if you think about it, but luckily we don't think, we
Not
just
yet.
Do. So talking about that, do you think that everyone can do improv?
Yeah, of course. Anyone can do improv. From the youngest of the young to the oldest of the old, it's just a matter of, are you willing to get out there and learn something new? Are you willing to try something you've never done before? Are you willing to meet new people? Are you willing to have fun? Are you willing to laugh? If you are willing to do any of those things, you can do improv.
And, you know, when I talk to people about improv, I let them know that we improvise every day. You know, nobody wakes up and says, here, Vaughn, here's your script for the day, and this is where you're going to stand, and this is what you're going to say. And so, really and truly, we're all born as improvisers.
This is true.
And, you know, if we just learn how to listen and watch and concentrate, give and take, make each other look brilliant, all those things, it just makes it even easier to communicate. So, you've got a lot of talent in your troupe, and you're also starting to expand. You're building a new building.
I'm building a new space in McKinney.
And so how do you train new improvisers? How do you kind of fill that pipeline up?
Well, we have either there's two ways that you can get into our company. Either one, you can take our classes, and at the end of the classes, if you're like, man, I really love this, how do I get involved and do more? Then you can go to an audition. And in an audition, we call them tryouts. Mm-hmm. Not auditions, because we're a sports team.
Right.
So you go to tryouts, you'll play a few of the games that we do, and then you'll get listed into our minor league. And when you become our minor league player, then you are that for a while until you eventually learn the ropes and you become a major league player.
So it really is kind of like a team. We've got a red team and a blue team that compete. We have a referee. And so tell everybody a little bit about the format, just so they kind of understand when we're talking about field and referee.
Okay.
And
so Comedy Sports is played as a sport. We have two teams. We have a blue team, we have a red team. Throughout the match, the referee will call fouls. We have a potty mouth foul. We have a groaner joke foul, so we make sure all our jokes are top shelf. And the audience yells out suggestions. Games are based on those suggestions. And then each round, teams get points. At the end of the evening, one team has the most points, and they will win.
And the audience, there's a lot of audience participation.
We have a lot of audience participation games, where we'll actually pull an audience member up on the field with us, and they will perform a game with us. And, you know, our job is to make them look great, so they walk off the field feeling great and like, man, this is awesome. I should do this more often.
And those are my favorite games, is when we actually have the audience participation, because, you know, it just makes everyone feel like they're a part of something bigger than themselves.
Exactly. And, you know, the energy in a show is we're all part of the show. We're all part of the experience. It's not just us on the field doing our thing. The audience feels that they are a part of that, and that's kind of important to
us. And
they
are.
As well. Yeah.
We
get energy from them, and they get it from us, and it's just it's magical.
It's magic. Suck it up, buddy. We've got a little bit more to go. So we've got a lot of people that are interested in coming to see Comedy Sports. Mm-hmm. And if they go to our current place in April, they'll be very sad because we won't be there anymore. So where are we moving?
We are moving to McKinney, the Performance Arts Center area right downtown. And we have a great new space. It's brand new building. I mean, so brand new, we don't even have walls yet. So we're putting up walls, we're putting up floors, stage, we're doing everything from scratch. So we're really excited about that.
And if they were wanting to find out a little bit more about comedy sports, where would they go?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
You are.
You can find out all about Comedy Sports Dallas at ComedySportsDallas.com, or you can go to CSZDFW.com as well. We're also on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Insta, we're on LinkedIn, we're on all the social medias. Just put in CSZ Dallas or Comedy Sports Dallas and you will find us.
And it's important to put the Dallas part in, right, since it's international company?
Yes. So if you just put in Comedy Sports, it'll bring you to a site that's the Comedy Sports worldwide. So we have 25 Comedy Sports all around the world, in the UK, Chicago, New York. We're everywhere. But if you do go to that site, check it out, because it's a great site, Comedy Sports Worldwide, and you can find us through that site, but it's much easier if you just look for Dallas.
And one more thing, you guys offer improv workshops to the public, mm-hmm. and you know, a lot of times when I'm talking to corporate folks, I let them know about the classes because I feel like that it helps them a lot in business. So could you explain to the audience a little bit about how improv kind of helps with their business life?
Okay. So in improv, the number one rule is yes and I have your back. Well, if you think about that in corporate America or in any job, that's what you want to do as well too. If someone presents an idea, you want to kind of take their idea, listen to it, and then add to the idea versus saying, no, that's not a good idea, we can't do that idea, it's too expensive, it'll cost too much, there's too much overhead on that. You want to always listen to a coworker's idea.
Right.
Even a bad idea can generate a good idea later on down the road.
Exactly.
These are the things we teach in improv, is basically that your idea is not a bad idea, but together we can make a better idea.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we kind of
that group
strive.
Mind thing.
Yeah,
because your ideas are great, and my ideas are great, but when we put it together, we think of something that no one's ever thought of before, and that's where the brilliance occurs. I mean, that's
exactly.
when we are in corporations thinking of that idea that the competition's
idea.
Like, how? Why didn't we think of that?
Exactly.
Because they didn't allow that group mind to happen.
Exactly.
So, well, Vaughn, thank you so much for being
well,
with us
thank
today
you
here
for
at
having
Coffee
me.
With Claire. Appreciate it.
All right.
Aw, get a hug.
I love Claire.
So as you know, in this series, we are promoting improvisational comedy. And so today I have Vaughn Daniel, I have Shelby Sloan, and I have Ellen Lee here from Comedy Sports. And we are going to play a game called Do Run. And so Vaughn, would you like to explain that game?
Yes. The game of Do Run is basically, it's a singing game. You guys all know the song. I met her on a Monday and my heart sits still. The do run, 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 the do run, run. But we're not singing that, no. We're not. We're just going to use that melody. But what we're going to do is take a name and we're going to basically make up a new song here on the spot. We're going to improvise a new song with new lyrics and new everything. So the way it's going to work is a little more difficult. We're going to go, each person's going to rhyme once, and then the second person's going to rhyme once. But the third person has to rhyme three times, and it's going to go down the line 1-1-3, 1-1-3, 1-1-3. I'm going to step out. I'll just MC, but I'll help you with your rhymes and everything.
Right.
But I will stay here. So for the first round,
that
I'm going
to. That means I'm three.
You are. You are.
Thanks, Vaughn.
Unless you move. Hey, it's your show. I wanted to give you the most.
It's all right. I'm up to the challenge.
So let's go with a single syllable name. Let's go with Bob.
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 Okay.
So we'll go with Bob. All right.
All right.
Ready?
We're ready.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
I met him on a Monday and his name was Bob.
A do run, 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 to do run, run.
He loved the game tennis, he loved to lob.
A do run, 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 to do run, run, da 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 da. Yeah. He ate corn on the cob, da 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 da. Yeah. Da-da. With the I can't.
Oh yeah, we got her good. All right. All
oh
right.
Man.
Right. So, Claire messed up. Typically in a show, she would be out and eliminated. But because this is her show, it wouldn't be fair to kick
you.
Her out.
We're
going to keep her here.
All right.
But we'll start again. We'll get a new name. We're going to go with Stan.
Stan.
We're going to go with Stan. And this time we're going to start with Ellen.
Okay. Oh,
Stan.
Good. Okay.
Stan. Players, you ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I made up a guy, his name was Stan.
A do run, 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 to do run, run. He was a heck of a man. To do run, 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 to do run, run, da 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 da. Yeah.
And he had a plan.
Da 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 da. Yeah.
His best friend's name was Fran.
Da 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 da. Yeah.
And he really liked Flan.
A do run, 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 to do run, run. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Love computers, he used a LAN.
A do run, 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 to do run, run. When he saw Vaughn, he would ran. A do run, 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 to do run, run, da 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 da. Yeah.
Okay. Shelby, what? No. She was like, that was it. I had three. I had no more.
Well, that's good.
All right, let's do one more round.
All right, one more round.
One more round.
Yeah.
And let's get a female's name. Let's go with Sue.
Sue.
Sue. We'll go with Sue. We'll start with you, Claire.
Okay.
Sue.
Okay.
But this time we're going to go just a little bit faster.
Ooh, faster.
A little bit faster. Okay. All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
Yes.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. I can't even start. Let me start over again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Met her on the internet. Her name is Sue. I do run, 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 to do run, run.
Her favorite soup is a stew.
I do run, 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 to do run, run, da-da-da-da. Yeah.
She loved the color blue.
Da-da-da-da, yeah.
Which was in a tutu.
Da-da-da-da, yeah.
And had a Chinese cousin named Yu.
I do run, 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 to do run, run. 5, 6, 7, 8. She liked to live at the zoo. I do run, 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 to do run, run.
Regret the day she did rue.
Do run, 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 to do run, run. Da-da-da-da, yeah.
She had to go to the loo.
Da-da-da-da, yeah.
Oh, up in the zoo.
Da-da-da-da, yeah.
And then she went boo.
I do run, 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 to do run, run. I got one, 5, 6, 7, 8. I still have rhymes. I still have more.
Save it for the next show.
Okay.
Save it for the next show.
All right. Well, thanks for watching. Thank you so much for being here, Comedy Sports, Vaughn, Shelby, and Ellen. This was Do Run.
Responsibility at work?
Well, at Royale Soccer Center, we are all about fun. We have training facilities, kids come in to work on skills, teams have practice, we have birthday parties with bubble soccer, so the fun kind of never stops. There's always some element of fun going on.
So what are some of the fun things about growing your business?
Fun things about growing our business? I think just seeing the kids mature, especially with our skills. They come in and maybe they're new to soccer and they don't quite maybe they don't have a left foot yet, maybe they can't dribble yet, and watching that growth and development is, I think, fun, rewarding.
So how do you encourage others in their life to have fun?
I think take time to do whatever makes you happy, whether it's reading, whether it's going to your kid's soccer game, traveling, seeing the world. You know, everybody kind of has something what they think is different for fun. I like to have a cup of coffee, you know, I mean, it just kind of depends on what makes you fun, but whatever your definition of fun is, but I think the important thing is to take time to do it.
So what advice could you give someone that might be struggling right now as to how to keep it fun?
Advice? I think just take each day as a new challenge. If you didn't make time for fun today, there's always tomorrow. Just don't put it off too long. All of a sudden you wake up one day and you're like, I'm in my mid-40s, and you know, it's like, things aren't as fun as they were maybe in your 20s, but a lot of times that's just our priorities. So if you prioritize, there's always time for fun.
So tell us a little bit about your business.
Like I said, we're with Royale Soccer Center out of Carrollton, and we have 5 futsal fields. And I say futsal, for those of you in the soccer community, we actually have lines, so you're not playing off the walls like indoor soccer. But you are playing on turf, so it's not on hard boards like futsal. It's kind of a hybrid, and it's a lot of fun. It's 5v5, it's fast-paced, it's exciting. Parents come and get to watch their kids play. We have adult leagues, youth leagues. We also, like I said, have private skills lessons. That's the piece I'm involved with, which is the Royale Academy, where kids can come and, you know, have 1 or 2 sessions a week to kind of build their skills and become better players.
If you had a happy dance or a happy stance, what would that look like?
I don't know, maybe like something, Pulp Fiction, I don't know. I'm not a dancer, I lived in Hawaii, maybe hula, I don't know.
So remember, your challenge this week is to think about team. Together, everybody achieving more. How are you helping people achieve to their maximum potential? Let us know on our Facebook page, Coffee with Claire, and remember to follow the fun. See you next time.